Welcome to our second introductory shiur on Hilchos Brachos, and we're going to continue from where we left off. Our Chachamim set up the formula that we recite for Brachos in a very exact manner, and these words are meant to instill many ideas and concepts and awaken within ourselves love and fear of God. Although God knows what's in our hearts, and we may have thought that it should be sufficient to just concentrate on what we need rather than saying it, we know that speech is what separates man from the animal world, and therefore, speech has a special level of power that thinking does not. And when one combines the thoughts in their heart with verbal speech, this causes God's mercy to be aroused and to pour blessing upon us. The text that every bracha opens with is Baruch Ata Hashem, and this is modeled after a pasuk in Tehillim 119:12. There are those that understand this as blessing God for making various types of foods, which would mean that the phrase Baruch Ata is a praise to God. However, most commentators do not agree with this interpretation, as we cannot bless God because He doesn't need anything from us. Even if we would bless God all day and night, it wouldn't add anything to Him. There are additional problems with this, in that we are lacking in so many ways, but God is all-powerful. Another issue is that we find that when Rabbi Yishmael, Kohen Gadol, was going to bless God, he actually recited a tefillah, not a praise. So rather, many of the other poskim say that the formulation of Baruch Atah implies that God is the source of all blessing. And this is similar to saying that God is merciful. We are stating that God is the source for all blessing. And the translation then of Baruch Atah Hashem is, you are God, the source for all blessing, who desires to do good to all His creatures. Now this understanding can also be applied to tefillah, so it works well. Rav Hirsch has his own understanding of Baruch Atah, which is to dedicate. And the bracha then reads, Baruch Atah Hashem is, I fully dedicate myself to you. There are many other explanations for the words Baruch Atah and the significance that these words have. In addition, all brachos are a tefillah to God to multiply the good to His creations, based on the reasons that we mentioned, as well as other explanations that we have not discussed. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah created the nusach that we use for brachos. One who recites a bracha on a pleasurable item, so to say, awakens God's divine providence, and in doing so, our crops are blessed and food is found for all living beings. On the other hand, one who does not recite a bracha when he or she eats removes God's providence from us, and the crops then are not blessed, and then the crops will grow purely according to their natural tendencies. Now this, Rabbeinu Bechaye says, and it's something to think about next time you make a bracha. Now how does this work? The Torah tells us that if you walk with me in a haphazard manner, I will walk with you in a haphazard manner. So we can conclude from this that the more we recognize God, the more His hashgacha is involved, and the less we recognize Him, the more we are subject to the natural order that He created. What's the difference between a praise of God, Hallel, and a blessing, Baruch? So praising God shows His greatness and magnificence, and this is something that all nations do. The language, however, of Baruch shows God's constant providence, and this applies specifically to the Jewish nation, which recognizes God's direct providence. Chazal tell us that it is forbidden to have any benefit from this world without reciting a bracha, and anyone who does benefit without a bracha has committed mi'ilah, which means getting benefit from a forbidden item. How can one fix this? So find a rav and study Hilchos Brachos, and as a result, you will not commit mi'ilah. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that anyone who benefits from this world without reciting a bracha, it's as if he has benefited from God's kachim. As it says, Lahashem ha'aretz umlawah, the earth is God's and everything in it. Rabbi Levi says, it says Lahashem ha'aretz umlawah, but it also says that the heavens belong to God and the earth to man. So how can we explain these two psukim? So we understand it to mean that it becomes yours, but only after you recite a bracha. Everything that has been created in the world is to assist man in becoming a complete person. All things that God created to influence man are meant to help mankind in serving God. When one recites a bracha before getting pleasure from the item, and then you recite a bracha on that item, we are saying that God has provided us with good food, with beneficial food. The food then, so to say, is fulfilling its purpose. However, if you do not recite a bracha, you lose this recognition and only gain in a physical manner. So we've discussed some of the ideas behind the words Baruch Ata Hashem. I mentioned some ideas regarding brachos in general. There's a lot more to say, but we're going to conclude our introduction here, and you're more than welcome to check out in the Sefer, where he discusses many other ideas. And next time, we will begin discussing some general rules related to brachos.